We have 3 weeks left in 2017, and we need $75,000 to cover our projected expenses for the year. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues, etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2017. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We've been talking about this for years now, ever since the first undercover videos came out that showed to me, of course, I'm not a judge. I am simply someone observing this who wants to see the unborn protected. They showed that Planned Parenthood had been doing something that appeared to be illegal, the sale of fetal body parts. They just consider it the leftovers of their abortion industry. The New York Times has a headline saying Justice Department investigating fetal tissue transfers by Planned Parenthood and others. And this looks hopeful if the Justice Department is going to look into what Planned Parenthood and its partners in the sale of fetal body parts are actually up to. Joining us to talk about this, Carol Tobias, President of National Right to Life, based in Washington, D.C. Carol, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
The investigations themselves appear to be just beginning underway. What do we know so far apart from those investigations?
Well, I think most of your audience is going to certainly remember the Planned Parenthood videos showing various officials talking about what they do with the body parts and how much can they get for each baby body part, you know, as opposed to selling the body intact. So there was a lot of information that came out among charges of them being heavily redacted, which, of course, not redacted, but edited, which, of course, was not accurate. But the Senate and House of Representatives in Washington both had committees doing special investigations, trying to find out what's really happening. So what we have seen now is largely from a push because of Senator Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, talking to Attorney General Jeff Sessions during a hearing, saying, you know, we did this investigation. Is the Justice Department going to do something about it? And, of course, Attorney General Sessions said that they would look into it. So we know now that the Justice Department has gone back to the Senate Judiciary Committee and said, will you please give us the results of your investigation, but we want the unredacted information. When the committee had published released some of their findings, they, of course, had crossed out a lot of names and where things happened, trying to, you know, I guess protect some kind of cover. A lot of government reports have information that is redacted. It's blacked out so no one can see it. So the Justice Department has asked the Senate Judiciary Committee now for their unredacted reports so that they can have the information of who, what, when, where, and get all the information that they can gather, and then they will determine if there's going to be an investigation. But I will be surprised if they just let it fall to the side.
Dana Singizer, who's Planned Parenthood's vice president for governmental relations, was quoted in the New York Times saying these accusations are baseless and a part of a widely discredited attempt to end access to reproductive health care at Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has never and would never profit while facilitating its patients' choice to donate fetal tissue for use in important medical research. What's your response?
Well, certainly they are going to do everything they can to defend themselves, to discredit the videos that were taken of Planned Parenthood officials themselves talking about what they do. You've got one official talking about how, you know, she was trying to determine how much money she could get for certain body parts, and she jokingly commented that she wanted a Lamborghini. Another assistant was talking about how they like to sell the body parts one piece at a time because they can get more than if they just sell the body intact. So there is a lot of information there. Unfortunately, the previous administration with, you know, President Obama in the White House let Planned Parenthood do whatever they want. We now have a different Justice Department. We've got Senator Grassley, of course, in the Senate with many House members are going to be pushing this that, you know, can't make any definite conclusions until the investigation is complete. but this is not going to get pushed off to the side like it was under the previous administration. I think we are going to see what's been happening, and we are going to get some real answers.
One of the issues that was raised was whether or not the abortion procedure was purposefully changed in cases where they wanted to procure certain body parts during an abortion for later sale. Why is that so important?
They did change the procedures. At least that's what the officials admitted on tape. You know, they said, yeah, we can, you know, to keep the body intact and to get what we need, we can crush, you know, above and below, and we know what we're doing so that we can get those organs or whatever those body parts are in the best condition possible. I don't think you can be an organization that kills, you know, more than 300,000 babies every year that I believe totally disregards any way that they could help women because they're not giving them full information about the abortion process. I don't think you can be doing what they're doing and not get hard-hearted and just cold and, will, you know, starting to look at this. This is a business. They make money. Of course, Planned Parenthood is a nonprofit legally, but this is a money-making business for them. So, of course, they're going to be looking at what they can do. They don't want to just throw the babies out because, you know, they can get something for that. I'm not surprised that Planned Parenthood would try to discredit the videos, and I also would not be surprised to find out that they have been doing everything they can to take advantage of every innocent little baby body part in any way that they can.
Finally, then, could this investigation or investigations, among other things, help further the case that Planned Parenthood is not deserving of federal taxpayer funds?
It definitely would make a difference. We, of course, thought we had the votes to take away their $500 million in this fiscal year, and that didn't happen. So, we're going to be trying it again next year. But there is no reason that they should be getting federal money. It's not for abortions, but for other services. But they're making so much money on abortion, and hopefully that's going to be reduced a little bit because they're no longer able to sell body parts. But they don't deserve U.S. taxpayer money. That's, first of all, the government doesn't have the money to be giving away that way, but it certainly shows a lack of respect for the children involved in the process, and I believe the women involved in the process, they should not be getting a single dime of taxpayer money for anything they do.
Carol Tobias is president of National Right to Life, based in Washington, D.C. You'll find a link to National Right to Life under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Carol, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
On the other side of the break, we're going to spend some time with Jennifer Lahl. Recently, a congressman resigned because, allegedly, he had had conversations, perhaps even offered large sums of money to staffers to act as a surrogate for he and his wife. What are the pro-life lessons we can learn from this case? Jennifer Lahl, founder and president of the Center for Bioethics and Culture Network, will be our guest next. Thousands of years have gone by since Adam and Eve's first sin, when God gave them a promise of a Savior who would win. Words from the Baby King, Concordia Publishing House's new Christmas archbook. The Baby King would make a great Christmas gift for children, grandchildren, and godchildren ages 5 through 9. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, The Baby King.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death, and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc. Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.